Well, members, we'll make a start. Sorry for the short delay. Waiting for Liam to get into position.
My apologies, Chairman.
First, we'll take apologies. Obviously, Chairman Roshi. Jim McCauley.
Megan Counter Carr.
Right. Yeah. So, move on to declarations of interest. No declarations. No. Move on to the main item of business on the agenda is the finalised draft of the local development plan, preferred option paper. And just to say, probably at the outset, I would like to thank all the people involved in pulling it together. It's been an extreme piece of work. From officers and also from members and admin team as well, so I'd like to put in record my thanks for that. But just in regards to the draft plan itself, there's been a number of workshops that have been held over this past year near enough in regards to different aspects of the development plan, and there was also a number of opportunities at the conference and that to put amendments to the plan and also to put extra detail into the plan. So we're basically here tonight is to go to print. I think most of the comments of the chamber, the members of the chamber, is in the document. And also just to remind people that this is a draft. It will change, and that's the idea of it, goes out to the public. We're ready to go to print, so as quickly as possible we get this over the line, the better. So I think, Andrew, you're going to take us through just a brief synopsis.
I'm just going to speak mainly to the report rather than do an old singing, old dancing presentation of the full document, which we did at the workshop at the Burndale Hotel back in the March. So the purpose of this report is to provide members with the finalised draft of the Local Development Plan Preferred Options Paper for Council approval. And to agree for officers to finalise and prepare the document for publication and formal launch in June. Members will recall that a programme for delivery of the Preferred Options Paper, or POP as it's known, was agreed at the Local Development Plan Steering Group meeting on the 14th of February. The programme required that the draft POP be presented to a members' workshop for consideration prior to being finalised. Thereafter, the finalised draft POP would be considered by the steering group before being presented to a special council meeting for council approval, which is why we're here this evening. The POP represents a major milestone in the preparation of the council's first local development plan for the district. Members will recall that the publication of the POP represents the council's formal commencement of work on the local development plan. It's the first major piece of work in the plan preparation process, and it will be the first public consultation document. The purpose of the POP is to set out a vision, strategy and objectives for the district up to 2030 and to identify the key planning issues that are likely to influence the shape of future development within the district. The POP does not cover every issue, policy or proposal that will be included in the local development plan, but seeks to address the main planning issues that we have identified. And these have been informed through the work of the development plan team in developing the evidence base in consultation with our statutory consultees, council officers and indeed yourselves as members of the council. The POP sets out the most significant planning issues currently affecting our district as well as those likely to become relevant in the future. It identifies and explores a series of options for addressing these key issues and in each case sets out the council's preferred option. The key issues, alternative options and preferred options as set out in the document are those that were considered at the members' workshops in October and December last year. Those workshops were constructive in giving a clear mandate and direction in the preferred approach to be taken by the council in addressing the identified key issues. And in preparation of the POP, they have been subject to further review and development and assessment as part of the sustainability appraisal process. The draft POP was presented to and considered by members at the POP workshop held at the Burndale Hotel on the 27th of March. The all-day workshop was well attended by members with representation not just from all party groups but from each of the district 7 DAs. The workshop was also attended by all of the council's senior management team. In reference to the document itself, the first four chapters provide an introduction, district profile, regional and local policy context, and plan, vision and objectives, following which there are four main chapters, each addressing the identified themes of spatial growth strategy, social, economic and environmental. And across the four themes, 24 key issues are identified and considered. Alternative options for addressing them are set out and discussed, and the Council's preferred option presented. The POP is subject to sustainability appraisal, and members will recall that the Council appointed the Shared Environmental Service to undertake the sustainability appraisal through the whole of the local development plan process. And this has been an ongoing engagement between the development plan team and the Shared Environmental Service in carrying out this critical function. And the options contained in the POP have been assessed by the Shared Environmental Service, and the appraisal process informed the justification of the Council's preferred options. The draft POP was well received by members and senior management team at the workshop. The workshop endorsed the draft POP and agreed for it to be finalised for Council approval. In response to constructive feedback and issues raised through the discussion sessions, it was agreed to reconsider and review some of the narrative and make some minor amendments and changes to the document. Since the workshop, the development plan team has been undertaking an ongoing work to refine and finalise the document, and the finalised draft POP was considered by the Local Development Plan Steering Group on the 13th of April. No further amendments to the POP were required by the steering group, and it was agreed that the document could be presented to the Council for approval. Subject to finalising some front and back end changes, graphic input and final proofing, the POP document before members this evening represents the finalised draft, and Council approval will allow officers to finalise and prepare the document for publication. The development plan team is currently working with the Council's Communication and Marketing Department and the appointed graphic design company in the formatting of the finished document. On delivery of the finished printed product, the published POP document will be formally launched in June and subject to a 12-week public consultation period. At the same time, the sustainability appraisal interim report, consisting of a scoping report and assessment of alternatives, will be published with the POP. It's important to say that at this stage in the local development plan process, the publication of the POP for public consultation provides the first opportunity for the public and stakeholders to put forward views and influence the local development plan. The intention of the POP is to stimulate debate and encourage feedback from a variety of interests. Any representations received through the public consultation exercise will be considered for the next stage of the local development plan process, which will be the formulation of the draft plan strategy. In moving to the recommendation, following consideration and endorsement of the draft POP at the members' workshop, the document has been finalised and agreed by the local development plan steering group, and the council is now asked to approve the finalised draft of the local development plan preferred options paper and agree for officers to finalise and prepare the document for publication and formal launch in June.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Before I go to the floor, just in regards to any details in regards to the consultation process and what way we're going to approach that consultation, I think it's important that we do have a real engagement with the community. I know DEA structures probably will be one of the conduits to do that consultation, but in regards to individual sort of stakeholder themes, you know, such as environment, sustainability, tourism, sport, construction, housing, youth age, disability, you know, if it's breaking that down into a consultation to them groups, I think it'd be a very useful exercise to do. Just any thoughts in regards to how we're going to approach that?
In terms of the public consultation engagement exercise, will be subject to discussion at the next local development plan steering group, which is scheduled for next Tuesday.
Right.
But our intention certainly is to ensure that there is coverage across the district. We're aiming to deliver engagement sessions in each of the DAs in at least two locations within the DAs, with the exception of Newry and Dunpatrick, where we'll focus on the two main centres. But as I say, we're drafting up a programme for the consultation, which will be considered at the local government plan steering group next week.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Alan. Councillor Tenley.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, you sort of touched on it there yourself, the significance of the 12-week public consultation shows the importance of that cannot be understated, because being no doubt councillors don't have all the answers. And the question, Andrew, was, and sorry, Andrew, I should have said at the outset, thank you very much for the work that you've done on this. It's been an incredible amount of officer hours you've been into this since the autumn of last year, so well done to you and your team. The next stage of the LDP process, post the 12-week period, what actually does that consist of? Will suggested amendments be brought back to councillors, and will there be a final sort of document, and will councillors get the chance to vote on that, and when will that final document actually be ready to go live? Thank you.
Well, it's obviously through various presentations to committees in the past, and through the previous workshops. You may recall that the local development plan is technically a three-stage process, this being the first stage, and then two main stages, which is the plan strategy, which is the next document, and that basically will indicate the strategic direction of how the council wishes to see the district developed. The preferred options paper, obviously the responses we get back, we will consider and collate into a public consultation report, which will then be presented to and be considered by the council. Obviously, and we'll need to take into cognizance the feedback that we get, and it'll be up to the members to, based on that sort of public opinion and the opinion of stakeholders, whether they agree with our preferred options or whether they don't agree with some of our preferred options, and whether the council wishes to change its direction in response to that feedback. But obviously that process then helps inform the direction then we go with the plan strategy. The plan strategy is the first formal plan document within the local development plan process. It'll be developed into a draft plan strategy that, once it's been approved by the council, will then be subject to independent examination, so effectively a public inquiry, and then it'll be considered that an inquiry likely to be proceeded over by the Planning Appeals Commission, and then they will report back to not to us but to the Department for Infrastructure, who will then issue a binding report back to the council in terms of any changes that may be required to that plan strategy before it can be adopted. Once it's adopted, there's another stage, which is the local policy plan, and perhaps it's that document that will be of most interest to members and indeed the general public, because that's the document that starts to dot the I's, cross the T's, put lines on a map in terms of zonings, etc. That's the more detailed plan, but that's at least a couple of years down the line. And until such time as the local policies plan is adopted, which goes through the same process as the plan strategy, once that is adopted, then we have a formal adopted document.
Thanks, Andrew. Councillor Craig.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I have no specific questions as such, because I was involved in all the workshops, but I'd just like to commend Andrew and his team for the hard work that they've done over the last lot of months and getting the pub to the stage it's at the moment. and we certainly appreciate that. What I would just to concur in your comments about the consultation needs to be done as widely as possible. We need to think carefully about that because it is a document which will shape the future development in our district, and that's what we want. So we want response, we want feedback. So we'll have to think about that carefully and how we best go about that. But if, whenever you're looking for a proposal, Chair, I am happy to say that we're happy with the document as it stands and prepared to go forward to the next stage for launch in June. Thank you.
Councillor Corn.
Thank you, and thank you again, Andrew, for the presentation that you've made on the one up in Burndale. In addition to the one up in Burndale, could I just say that items that were mentioned there that weren't in the document are they included in this present document now that's going out to the public, or will they be included? When will they be included, or have they been included?
No, some of the obviously as a referred to, obviously we in response to some of the feedback we got in respect of a number of issues, we made amendments and refined the document, and that document was then considered by the Local Development Plan Steering Group. And I do recall there was one item that you had specifically raised in respect of some recognition of the redevelopment of Ardglass Harbour. And I can advise that we did put some additional narrative to reflect that. So as far as I'm content that we did address all the issues that were raised at the Burrendale session in finalising the document, which is what's been presented to Council this evening.
Well, can I thank you very much for including that issue that wasn't in the document then, and I look forward to supporting your document here tonight.
Thanks, Councillor Conn. Councillor McAteer.
Yes, thanks, Chair. And again, thanks. Well done, Andrew and the team. This is a whole new departure for you and this council and the councils. So I think you're commended on the work and on the level of involvement that you managed to engender from us all. And I was just thinking back when we had the steering group and we were talking about where we were going to take it out to. And had there been any feedback from any other councils about how much the public actually got involved in this stage? Because I know we were quite, we were coming up with quite a lot of ideas. For example, bring them into schools so that, teenagers at least be aware of what has been created in their council area. Not that they necessarily would get stuck in it in a big way, but it was just that whole notion of, getting an input there. But so at the end of the day, first of all, was there much enthusiasm in other areas when they produced that pop? And secondly, the schools one as well are given consideration to doing that.
obviously, in response to the chair, we will be discussing this, the public consultation exercise, at the next week's meeting. But we're happy to look at what other councils have done in respect of engagement with their POP document. Obviously, we'll need to be conscious of the resources that we have in terms of how we engage, and ideally we're looking to have that engagement within the first few weeks of the public consultation exercise to ensure that we can sort of hit the ground running in terms of following on from any sort of press notice and any other sort of statutory public notice that we have to place. So once we are following on from the launch, and we'll have a formal launch of the document, our intention is to be quickly into over the next few weeks following the launch to have our engagement sessions across the 7 DAAs. But obviously we can discuss the nature of that engagement in more detail at next week's steering group meeting.
Councillor Casey.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe I just could concur with the rest of the speakers thus far in terms of the work that has taken to progress the development plan thus far. As a member of the Housing Council, one that has been appointed by this council to it, a number of councils have already made a presentation of their local development plan to the Housing Council. And I'm just wondering, where are we in that and that list are far on away in terms of on a par with other councils, because housing need is a major aspect in every single development plan, and it'd be, you know, I'm sure the Housing Council would be keen to see how New Morn and Down are progressing on that need. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
I'm aware that the Housing Council had asked for the local authorities to sort of give them an update in terms of the local development plan. A number of councils are well ahead of us in the process. Have had their preferred options papers out for some time, and indeed some are well advanced and progressing towards the next stage, which is the plan strategy. No council has come forward with a plan strategy yet. I'd like to think that in response to some of the issues that have been raised by members through the workshops, and indeed in terms of our own developing our own evidence base, that the key issues that we've addressed within the preferred options paper in relation to housing address the concerns of the district in relation to housing in terms of our housing allocation and how we will deliver our spatial growth across the district. Obviously, there are a number of issues that are addressed in the preferred options paper in relation to housing, including in relation to social housing, which I know has been a particular issue. As I say, the preferred options that we have chosen have clearly been informed by the feedback and discussion that we've had with members, and indeed some of those preferred options have changed in response to those the feedback and changed the draft versions that the officers first came forward with.
Yeah, just to pass on our thanks as well to the staff for all the work they put in the papers before us tonight. I'd just like to, if I think Councillor Craig proposed that I'd second it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Savage?
Yes, Chair. Of course, I'd also like to thank Andrew and the team for the great work that's done, and been part of the steering group, along with yourself, Chair. We've seen some fantastic work done, and I'm delighted to see the whole key issue of social housing been addressed and reflected in the conversations that we've had over the last number of weeks. Just based on obviously even meetings we've had today and moving things forward in the new area, you know, I would see the potentially a fast-moving area of development within our plans going forward. And I would think that in the consultation process, if we could look at potentially the key stakeholders within particularly the social housing end of things, as part of the consultation process, that their ideas, thoughts and views in relation to what that need is. We did garner some of those this morning. Councillor Casey and I was there this morning, and I do advocate what he said in relation to the Housing Council and the need to consult widely there. But I'm thinking from the perspective of the key stakeholders and delivery of social housing need in the area, and you know, we'll make no bones about the fact that there's a huge need developing in Uri. And it's a need that we need to address urgently. So I would be hoping that within the consultation process that we'd have something specifically geared towards the key stakeholders there, and I think it would be worthwhile given the positive response we got from key stakeholders this morning, Chair. But I do commend you on the great work that's been done. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Savage.
Thank you, Councillor. Obviously, one of our statutory consultees is the Housing Executive. But we will be writing out to various stakeholders, and following on from the good work that this council did in respect of the housing symposium, I think our intention would be to write out to the housing associations operating within this district to alert them to the preferred options paper, the fact that it's out for public consultation, and obviously they can respond specifically back to the sections that are of most relevance to them.
Okay, we have a proposal, Councillor Craig proposing, Councillor Rohan seconding. Everybody in agreement? Yeah, unanimous? Yeah, the proposal's carried. Okay, that's it, members. Thanks very much.